What's up, guys? This is actually very much unscripted. I have a few things I should write down, so, or speak about. So, here we go. Though I do enjoy German history thoroughly, the Third Reich was bad. Very bad. Third Reich was, Nazi Germany. I am not a Nazi. I do not support any Nazi things, okay? Got that? Okay. Anyways, in the invasion of France from Germany, France actually fought pretty valiantly and really, really did not want to be, conquered, as any nation would, unlike Austria for some reason. The UK just left them to die. So if you want to talk about France surrendering and all that, blame it on the UK. They just left. Also a little thing that was kind of France's fault is this one like giant wall of soldiers they made. And then there was just this one force they didn't defend. And the Germans went through it. So you can blame the French on that. World War II did not actually start when D-Day happened or at the bombing of Pearl Harbor. That's just when the U.S. got involved in the war. The war actually started in the German invasion of Poland. The invasion of Poland really made the British and French mad. So they swiftly declared war on Germany, which, as you can guess, did not go well for the French. Or Poland. Or London, with the Blitzkrieg. Speaking of the Blitzkrieg, that was quite literally just Germany flying into Great Britain and just bombing London. London was instructed to turn off all of its lights at night, so German pilots couldn't figure out where it was. You may notice that this is actually a pretty long recording of mine. That's because it's not scripted. This is like a big, big war, okay? On the Pacific, we had first and second Sino-Japanese War. I don't remember. China versus Japan. China got beaten horrendously, and then the Soviet Union tried to help China and also got beaten horrendously. The war in the Pacific actually ended. Not after we kicked out Japan of everything, but you probably know this, when the United States dropped two atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yeah. Czechoslovakia actually lost some land from Germany. I'm not sure if they got that back. After the war, Austria became independent again. Also, Italy was quite useless. Like, seriously, they just did not go well at all. And then they switched to the Allied team because Mussolini came back, and then he was kidnapped and executed. So yeah, go anti-fascism. Congrats, you got rid of the fascist guy in Italy. Yeah. And then Israel was created. They could have picked somewhere that was not already a theocracy with a different religion that was not friendly, that was not as nice to the Jews. And then Israel started just bombing Palestine. They really should have picked somewhere. That's not the subject of this. Okay. Romania and Bulgaria were also on the Axis team. It wasn't just the big three. They were also pretty useless. Italy sucked at invading Greece. They basically just got killed by traps that weren't even intended to be traps. And by that, I mean the mountains. And in Africa, they just got destroyed by the British colonies. And Britain. So, yeah. That's all I have to say about World War II at this moment. I'll see you in the next one. Next one will be scripted.